Stacy. Hi, Stacy. What's on your mind, ma'am?
The reason I'm calling is I'm having a terrible time with fatigue. I have a bunch of symptoms, like just this extremely bad morning, like depression, where I just don't even want to get out of bed. I have ankle burning, rosacea, diarrhea, constipation, kind of alternating. I'm losing my hair. I've got huge belly fat, and I've got vision problems now, and my jawbone's receding. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, and my doctor wants to, they're thinking it's a mental health problem, and, you know, in my past, I've had problems with that, and every time they put me on something, it was a disaster to the point where I was, in a couple of cases, I was about ready to off myself, so I stayed away from that stuff.
Good idea.
But I've always felt like there was a loss of a sexual activity with me, and there's just not enough gumption there, and I felt like if I had more gumption in the, you know, in the reproductive organs, so to speak, that may solve some of my problem. What are your thoughts about which direction do you think I should try to start with, or where should I consider?
Well, ma'am, you already told me part of what's the matter, and I don't mean the symptoms, I mean the cause. Back in the 1920s, and this is entirely relevant for as long as there's humans on the planet, back in the 1920s, there were 6 or 7 reports about people with rosacea. And what did they do with those people with rosacea? Well, every group of investigators pumped their tummies, and they found that every one of those people with rosacea had low stomach acidity. Every one, ma'am. And then they had them take, at that time they didn't have the betaine hydrochloride capsules, they had them take hydrochloric acid diluted in water only after they ate some food and take some and then take some more. And what do you know? The rosacea went away, ma'am. Now, what that rosacea is pertinent to is it is a sign. It's your face telling you you got low stomach acidity. And what that tells us is you're malnourished. No wonder you're tired. Because if we don't have enough acid in our tummies to fully digest all the proteins and bring the minerals out of the organic matrix and get the amino acids out of the proteins, guess what? Our hair's going to fall out. Uh-huh. Did you hear about that? Mm-hmm. Our hair's going to fall out, and we're going to be dreadfully tired if the longer this goes on, because we are malnourished, ma'am. And it's not our fault we're malnourished. We can be eating the best organic diet in the whole doggone world. And if our stomachs aren't making enough acid and pepsin to digest that, I'm sorry, we won't get the nutrition and we won't feel good. And I'm going to shut up shortly, but I'm going to remind everybody about the famous Mayo Clinic study, at least it's famous to me, of 3,700 people ages 20 to 60. And what they found is by the time the women got to be 40, close to half of them didn't have enough stomach acid. It's a situation called gastropause. It's like menopause. By the time we all get to be 60, it's 50% of 48% of the men and 52% of the women. And that's what Mayo Clinic, no less, proved, ma'am. So you got to get yourself in to check with a physician who knows what they're doing with natural medicine, can have you get the stomach acid test, because that rosacea does say you got the problem, but it doesn't tell you how bad it is, because you could need just 2 or 3 capsules of hydrochloric acid pepsils with each meal, or you could need 6 or 7 if your stomach is really low. Now, secondly, I'll shut up shortly, I promise, but secondly, the same cells that make that stomach acid make the factor that grabs onto vitamin B12 and pulls it into the body. It's called intrinsic factor. It should be called necessary for vitamin B12 absorption factor, because that's what it does. And without that factor, we can swallow all the B12 or eat all the meat with B12 in it that we want to. And the B12 will go in one end and out the other. And there's nothing like the energy boost that people get who have low stomach acid from learning to give themselves B12 shots. Because remember, vitamin B12 will not absorb without that grabbing factor. And if there isn't enough acid being made, there isn't enough grabbing factor being made. So it's got to be injected. But nobody ever OD'd on a vitamin B12 shot. And I hear from person after person who's had a poor test for their stomach, oh my goodness, those B12 shots, they just really re-energized me. So those are several things. Ma'am, your picture all fits together. Please see a doctor who knows what they're doing in natural medicine. This is not psychological.
Okay. Thank you for your help, Dr. Wright. I really appreciate it. I'll get started on this list here. So it's hydrochloric acid plus
with pepsin. Oh, and you definitely need it, ma'am. It's just a matter of how much. Rosacea is a signal that says I need that stuff.
Okay, so do a stomach acid test or get that done too, correct?
Yes, because that tells you how many you need with each meal. Now, I don't want to ignore something else that you said, ma'am, and that is about the sexual energy and all. If you are past menopause, you're quite likely, very correct, that some hormones would help to get the whole body going. And I mean particularly the brain here, because for proper cognitive function, guys need testosterone. I don't mean to chase the ladies either. I mean to keep them from getting Alzheimer's and help them remember things. Guys need testosterone and women need estrogen. And if you're past menopause, you probably could use some of that too to help cognitive function.
I'm not quite there yet.
Oh, good for you. We don't have to worry about that then. Okay.
I'm real close, though. I'm not quite there, but I'm trying. My goal was to try to have a family, and I'm pretty late at it right now. So I'm trying to figure out how to revive myself with, I don't know, I guess my own weird science, if you will. But I'm not expecting results, but...
Okay, well, can I give you a little clue? There's a doctor in New York City who did some work with women whose periods had just about stopped, and he had them all take large amounts of DNA and RNA, which are, as you know, at the nucleus of cells. And what do you know? Most of those women, their periods came back for about 2 years, and then they went away again and didn't come back. But DNA and RNA are really important for rejuvenating ovaries, as this doc showed us. And guess which foods are highest in DNA and RNA, so you don't even have to take pills? Why, sardines and anchovies, ma'am. So hope you like one of those, because they are packed with that. This doctor, his name was Otto Frank. He was out of New York City. But anyway, you could help out your ovaries with that. So main thing,
okay,
ma'am, please be working with the doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. Among all the other natural medicine doctors in the area, our Tahoma Clinic physicians all know all about this stuff, ma'am. So either one of them or some good naturopath somewhere else, ma'am.
Awesome. Thank you. I've been trying to get through to one of your doctors there to try to figure out how to get scheduled and to get seen and get working on this. So thank you so much. I appreciate your help, Dr. Wright.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am. And that rosacea, it's a dead-on signal. That stomach needs help.
Okay, I'll get on it. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.